from London, England, where the Queen lives.
Recorded live from an underground bunker and packaged into an MP3 with a pretty little picture. Helping bring you the motivation, inspiration, and some other stuff to help kickstart your day. Hoo-yah! This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And this is your host, Chris Jags.
Join the motivation. Join the motivation.
Good morning. It's a Monday, and you're listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast with your host, Chris Jags. That's me. I'd like to thank you for either downloading this podcast or just pressing play, or in some cases, both. Now, it's been a few weeks since the podcast relaunched, and there are a few things that I can now tell you about how it's all going, and so far, it's stable. The podcast is hosted on Podbean, which some of you might have heard of, and via the magic of the data that it collects from all the downloads, I can see where in the world. Yes, this podcast is global. Could you imagine that? The listeners are, yes, that's you. I can tell you where you are. I'd like to give a shout out to all my listeners, wherever you are on the planet. The map says that there are LDL listeners in the UK, the US, Ireland, Canada, South Africa, India, and even one person over in Singapore going global. Also, half the people are actually listening through Spotify. Wow. Now, if you're a listener and you would like to get in touch, please do. And I'll give you a shout out in a future episode. You know, it's important to share the love and all that. And after all, this podcast is made for you. Drop me an email, chris@learndeveloplive.com, and I look forward to hearing from you. Also, if you're getting value from the podcast, can you tell a friend? Word of mouth helps the podcast. It helps the podcast grow as well. If you're able to drop a review, it would be greatly appreciated. Can we spread the love, as they say? Finally, before we get to the podcast, the Learn, Develop, Live calendar is open for you. So far, I've been talking to some amazing people, some really down-to-earth people who are all experiencing different kinds of pain. Some didn't even realize they were in it until our call, but I'll be working with each of those individuals to help them use the LDL method to develop their new habits and eliminate all their pains. If living your life at a higher level sounds like something you would be interested in, head over on to ldlcall.com and book your 30-minute free call and let's talk. If you need to pause this podcast, go and do that, please do. Go for it. I will still be waiting for you for when you press play. Okay, I think we've covered everything. Let's get on with the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, for this episode, I'd like us to think about where we are in life. How do we get to where we are and what drove us to this point? Think about yourself with this one. This is all about you. I'd like to remind you that you are the hero of this podcast every single day. No one else, not even me. Hey, I'm just here to open and close the doors at the beginning and the end. Think about yourself during my short tale of a train journey and how relevant it is for you. Are we all sitting comfortably? That's if you're not out running, of course. Now, during one of my many journeys around good old London town in the UK, like the millions of others that travel across London on the underground every single day, miles below the surface of the world, which is probably the best reason why it's described as the rat race. No offense intended. I'm one of them. Now, where did I put my cheese? Well, I play my role as one of the many sardines in the tin can they call a London Underground tube carriage. You have very few options to how you spend your time before you view is just someone's big backpack in your face. Music or a podcast might keep you occupied, standing with your eyes closed, which is definitely a morning thing. No room to try and read that free newspaper you picked up, though. Or, one of my personal favourites, attempting to breathe again with the whiff of body odour creeping up your nose. Yes, even at 5:30 in the morning, this happens. Sometimes it occurs to me that every single person on this tube has a story. Everyone has got some sort of life experience, some happiness, some sadness, heartbreak, they're just to name a few. Now, depending on where you are right now, stuck in traffic, on a train yourself, walking around the park, running around the park, Every single person you see, believe it or not, has a story. Imagine the experiences you can learn from talking to just one person. Not just squashed together on the tube or in traffic, in the park, wherever you are in the world right now. A chance friendship started one afternoon on a tube platform at Euston Station. Waiting for a tube to High Barnet was a woman in her 60s, I guess, dressed in ripped jeans, leather jacket, kind of reminded me of the Camden Town scene, dyed pink hair. Yes, I was very jealous. The woman was offered a seat by a young girl as we waited for the tube. They started having a chat and ended up sitting next to each other on the tube itself. I was in earshot, and before you think, I wasn't being nosy, I was just letting my ears absorb the atmosphere. The older lady used to work in the theatre and loved it. The performance, the drama, and the excitement of the whole atmosphere were the things that drove her to that love. The two ladies chatted for about 20 minutes or so before the young girl got off. It left me thinking, what does it take to drive people to do what they really want to? Is it the love? Is it the money? Is it personal fulfillment? What drives you? Now, have a think about this. Have you even thought about it? What gets you out of bed every day to go to that job? The jump out of bed? You need money to put food on the table. You need to support the family. Maybe you want to go to Ibiza and spend a day getting drunk. Maybe you love what you do and you live on that job satisfaction every day. It could be that you're working towards your dream gig and it's what spurs you on towards your goal. Whatever it is, this is the drive you have for it. And is it for the love? Or is it just because society says you have to do it? What do you really want to do? Are you happy still working in retail, behind the desk every day? Are you stressed because your job makes you hate waking up every day? There's a strong chance you could relate to some of those questions. I was one of those people after almost 18 years in retail. Yes, 18 years, clearing up after people, watching countless child tantrums in different toy shops, working weekends, working after 10 p.m. one week at a time. My own story had to change, so I started that change. Granted, it took a lot longer than it should have, but hey, better late than never. It's never too late to start. So what do you want to do then? What would you like to do with your life instead of the same old job that you currently hate and wish you could never have to go back to? The world out there is a very big place, and there is something especially for you, but you need to work out what you want to do first. The drive was a better quality of life, a work-life balance, rather than just work, 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 life. I left that retail game, and I also left behind the 4 a.m. wake-up calls, and instantly gained 10 hours of my life back in just 1 week. If you didn't count the 4 weeks of holiday a year, that's around 520 hours a year gained by not working in retail, not working until 10:30 p.m. at night, not working weekends. The list goes on. I've been able to launch Learn, Develop, Live. You wouldn't be listening to this right now had I been preparing myself for another Christmas in retail. I haven't even worked on Christmas since I left. All these little things add up, don't they? But what motivates people then? What motivates you? Here are the most common reasons which most people fall upon. Do any of them work for you? Money and reward. Most people do it for the cash. They go and chase the paper. The love for the money and the shiny objects and all physical things that make the world go round. To be the best, some people do not want to be seen as second best. I have to be the bestest one out there. Do you hate losing anything at all? Even a quick match of fun war. Muhammad Ali always wanted to be the best, trained hard each day. His desire was to be the champion and the best there was. How about the passion? Doing it for the love. The passion for wanting to do something is really clear in some jobs. Maybe it's a sport, working with animals. These are just two things that people are really passionate about. But some of the most successful people in the world are the ones that have a genuine passion for their work, whatever that may be. Our next category, power and fame. Do you crave the power and the fame out there? People in high profile positions, politicians, there's some people I think about. And also for the fame part, you know, the wannabe Instagram influencers out there, you know, love getting the likes and the followers, looking for the fame. How about helping others? Helping other people. Charity work is a big one for some people. and just to see the change in people's lives and a better place for everyone. Maybe being the inspiration for the people around you is what gets you going. And our last one, recognition. Being recognized for what they do. Some people want to prove others wrong. Some people, you know, they've doubted them and they want to be recognized for how valuable they actually are, despite being put down. The desire to want to prove that they were right and the other person was wrong is very strong in this person. I could go on, but how about instead? How about you have a think about this yourself and what you want to change for the better? You need to understand what motivates you in life so you can channel your energy in the right way and achieve a greater success in life. After all, you're worth it and you deserve it. But that's it for this week. I hope you got something from the episode. Let me know. Leave a comment. How about rating? You can email me at chris@learnthatlive.com. And remember, my calendar is open every single day. Head over to ldlcall.com, book your slot, and let's talk. But for this episode, I will see you in the next one.
Goodbye.
What? It's over already?
All over.
Thank you for listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I hope you feel as warm, motivated, and fuzzy inside as I do. You can connect with Chris at LearnDevelopLive.com or on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Until next time, join the motivation. 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 Motivation.